This is St. Louis Public Radio. At the turn of the 20th century, St. Louis was the second only to New York in the fashion world. It was home to some of the largest department stores, an abundance of manufacturers and innovative milliners, not to mention shoemakers and designers. But slowly, things changed after companies closed and manufacturing moved overseas. A century later, St. Louis's fashion scene is making a comeback with state-of-the-art design schools, fashion incubators, and a diverse crop of designers. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson goes behind the scenes for St. Louis fashion's new look.
This is not a New York Fashion Week runway show. It's the St. Louis Fashion Fund's fifth annual fashion show and auction at Neiman Marcus inside the Plaza Frontenac. The fashion nonprofit and its guests are celebrating eight St. Louis-based emerging designers. The fund provides resources and opens doors for collaboration with local production companies. It also promotes fashion education in the city. The Fashion Fund's vision is to revitalize St. Louis's once thriving Washington Avenue garment district. To find out about St. Louis's rich fashion history, I visited the Missouri Historical Society.
So we're going to the room where we keep our atlases, and we're going to get a couple out so we can look at them.
Okay.
That's Emily Jaycox, the head librarian for the society. She's showing me maps of what Washington Avenue's shopping district looked like between 1897 and 1905.
So millinery, that's the word for hat making. So right on Washington between 10th and 11th, there was a big millinery warehouse, steam dryers here. But here's Six Bear and Fuller, Grand Leader. So this was one of the major department stores of the day between 6th and 7th on the north side of Washington.
The district stretched westward from present-day Arch Grounds to Midtown. As the city continued to grow in population and popularity, the need for mass production of clothing and shoes began to skyrocket.
The biggest department stores started out in the dry good business, and the idea was that back in the day, you'd buy your fabric and your notions and your threads and your trim, and you would be putting your own clothes together. William Barr was one of the pioneers in saying, well, let's have some ready-made things.
Between the 1890s and the 1904 World's Fair, St. Louis quickly became the perfect location to sell and purchase apparel and accessories because of its easy access to railroads, the Mississippi River, and cheap labor.
One of the reasons it became such a big manufacturing center is that the manufacturers were hoping to have reduced labor costs from what they would have had in New York or Chicago. So St. Louis was able to attract immigrant workers and migrant workers who could be persuaded to work for lower wages.
But the boom didn't last, and around the late 1950s, the fashion industry in the city started to decline. It was partly because of the rise of shopping malls and production being moved overseas. Now, 60 years later, the city is vibrant again, with clothing and accessory startup companies and a fresh, diverse group of designers.
So St. Louis is absolutely good for a grassroots business, and I'm finding success in it because I don't know of another store that's doing what I'm doing.
That's Brandon Vaughn. He grew up near the Del Mar Loop and has been sewing since he was a teenager. He owns a high-end and streetwear fashion storefront off Cherokee Street called the Brandon Vaughn Collection. The African-American designer lived and produced clothes in Chicago for about 10 years before moving back to St. Louis. He says it's affordable and his customer is based in the city.
I always want to have something in St. Louis. It's because it's what I love. It's what I know. It's comfortable to start a business. And it's in the middle of the country.
Vaughn sees his business scaling in St. Louis, just like Fashion Lab resident designer Lisa Hugh. Though her handbag company has been featured in national fashion magazines, the Chinese American says St. Louis will always be home base for her company Lux & Nix.
I like literally tell people like, hey, it's great to be a fashion company in St. Louis. I always tell people this, you've got to be the first. You know, like you have to have a few companies that's really going to solidify a city to be what it is.
While gathering her eco-friendly handbags together in one of Neiman Marcus's fitting rooms during the fashion show, she says she's proud to own a fashion company in St. Louis.
So Silicon Valley, before it was Silicon Valley, they had tech companies that came in that made it a hub. And then all of a sudden, Silicon Valley became a thing. And I want to make a name for St. Louis. You know, like, let's make St. Louis sexy. Why not?
Hugh says with the professional opportunities and industry connections that the St. Louis Fashion Fund provides for local designers and the innovative fashion design labs at schools like Washington University, St. Louis can become what it once was before, a fashion powerhouse city. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can read more about St. Louis's rich fashion history at our website, stlpublicradio.org.